Hello, and welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Monday, 2nd of April, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by Fertilizer's Managing Editor, Julia Meehan, and Senior Editor, Mark Milam. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
If you haven't already guessed, this week's podcast will be over the fertilizers market. Julia, could you give us a global view of what's going on before we zoom into the U.S.?
So, the urea market's really been under a lot of pressure these past weeks, and buyers have been just waiting for prices to come down. And we've seen very little buying from the major importing hubs like Brazil and Turkey. Because of this, prices have really come down in Brazil. We're out of season now, and we're also hearing that a number of cargoes are being diverted from the US to Brazil. Brazil's really turning into a bit of a dumping ground for urea at the moment. But we saw Ethiopia come to the market last week with demand for nearly 200,000 tons, and that really lent some support and relief to the market. But really, elsewhere in the world, it's really lackluster. The Egyptians, they've been doing well. They've been selling to Ethiopia, and just this week they've done some small lots over to Europe and Turkey. So Turkey's starting to emerge now as a buyer, and they'll be entering their season very soon. Out of Russia, the Baltic, demand's been pretty low, but there doesn't seem to be so much availability there. We did hear some sales into Mexico, Ecuador, Central America recently, but the weather, like here in the US and in Europe, has been playing a big part on logistics and freight and ice. It's really impacted on business there. So a small light at the end of the tunnel could be India. Rumblings in the market this week that India are going to come soon again. But as we know, David, you know, they say they're going to come and we wait and wait for their appearance. So generally the mood is down. China rates are now around 57% this week. They keep fluctuating either side of 60%. Very little activity there, but China very much focused on the domestic market.
And Mark, could you speak a little on the U.S. markets and where we are right now in terms of the weather?
Well, the quite simple is the U.S. market is still hibernating in most parts from winter. The full spring start has not gotten underway because we had another pattern here within the last 7 to 10 days of continued wet weather along with cold temperatures, and there's even been snowfall again in the Midwest. So all of this has caused a considerable lag, which has increased the pressure on the market. And we've seen prices in recent weeks shed some considerable value, with barges at the close of this month in March in New Orleans ranging from 230 to 237 FOB short ton. Still, demand is expected to be strong. The USDA this week did estimate both corn and soybean plantings will be decreased by 2% and 1% respectively. This could mean a tad less urea consumption, and there's thought that if the U.S. does not get going until mid to late April, that it could be a very compacted planting period. Subsequently, the narrow time frame would lead to more secondary applications, so I'm thinking the real U.S. impact of spring consumption could be more until later Q2 than here in the month of April.
And in terms of the political situation right now, has there been any effect with U.S. President Donald Trump's recent talks about tariffs and the trade situation on the fertilizer markets or not?
At this time, it hasn't had an impact. It's looking like if this continues to carry forward, that the first impact would be on agricultural exports. So our soy and corn bean volumes could be really impacted. And if that plays out like some people fear, then it will have an impact on the fertilizer markets. Anytime you hurt the farmer's bottom line, you're taking away from their ability to buy fertilizer. So we'll have to see. Like I say, it's not happening right now, but there's a lot of concern that it could come forth.
And open question, are there any shifts in the market coming up in the next few weeks or months, or is everyone just waiting on the temperature outcome?
Really, truthfully, here in the U.S., it's all about the weather right now, and that's what everyone's saying. So if we clear up in the next couple weeks, everything will be running along and consumption is expected to be near normal levels. It's just, when are we going to start and how much longer is this sag in the market going to impact prices? That's what we're looking at in the U.S.
So, David, I think in Europe as well, the window of applications just got narrower and narrower and continues to narrow. We have a forecast of heavy snow now this Easter weekend, which seems to be typical now, more snow during Easter than we do in Christmas in recent years. But recently discussing with one major fertiliser producer who was saying that typically you would get 4 applications a year, and now they're adjusting their forecast for 3 applications this year, which invariably will mean more availability if demand really doesn't pick up soon.
Julianne, Mark, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on the fertilizers markets or any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit isis.com. And be sure to tune in to the next podcast.